This new news is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. North Star Bank. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Brudereck. A woman driving the wrong way in downtown Bad Axe collided with a street sweeper in a late-night crash on Tuesday, April 16th. Huron Central Dispatch received the call at approximately 11:10 p.m. Officer Hustling of the Bad Axe Police Department responded to the collision on East Huron Avenue near Heisterman Street. With assistance from the Bad Axe Fire Department, Central Huron Ambulance, and the Huron County Sheriff's Department. Officer Hustling investigation revealed that a 34-year-old female resident of Bad Axe was traveling in the wrong direction within the one-way area of an ongoing road construction project. Her 2018 Ford Escape collided with a street sweeper, resulting in significant damage. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. However, initial assessments suggest alcohol may have played a role in the crash. Authorities stress the importance of responsible driving, especially in construction areas, and remind Thumb area residents of the ongoing construction in downtown Bad Axe. And Huron County will once again be hosting a spring household hazardous waste collection on Wednesday, May 8th from 1 until 5 p.m. for Huron County residents. This collection is being offered to reduce the waste going into local landfills and the negative impact these products can have if mixed with the regular waste stream. Huron County residents are encouraged to dispose of unwanted hazardous materials they have in their home through this program. This household hazardous waste collection does not take tires, commercial industrial waste, explosives or ammunition, yard waste, expired foods, appliances, TVs, computer components, or latex paint, which is water-based and can be dried up and put in your trash. For a complete list of acceptable items or to register for the spring household hazardous waste collection, you can contact the MSU Extension Office. And in a decisive legal victory, Tuscola County's lone municipal airport has prevailed over NextEra's Pegasus Wind LLC in their dispute over turbine placement. Tuscola Circuit Judge Amy Grace Gearhart announced the Michigan Supreme Court's 6-1 decision upholding her ruling against NextEra. The issue centered on the proposed placement of turbines near the Tuscola Area Airport Zoning Board, just outside of Caro in Indian Fields Township. Gearhart's ruling supported the board's denial of 8 variance applications, citing insufficient evidence from NextEra. The Michigan Supreme Court concurred with Gearhart's decision, emphasizing the failure of NextEra to prove the variances wouldn't be against public interest. The ruling reverses a prior decision by the Michigan Court of Appeals. Since 2017, conflicts over the Pegasus Wind Farm development have arisen between NextEra and local authorities, with concerns raised about turbine height and potential hazards to recreational pilots using the airport. You can view more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net, and we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
A successful harvest begins with spring planting, and financing needs for spring planting begins at North Star Bank. Who you bank with matters, and North Star Bank has agricultural loan officers to help you with all your farm financing needs. Decisions are made locally, and they follow market conditions, changes, and developments that affect the industry. North Star Bank offers flexible terms and fixed rate financing so you can have a successful harvest.
This is Aaron Meinhold, ag lender at North Star Bank. We offer financing terms that make sense for your specific needs. Contact any of North Star Bank's ag loan officers to get your spring planting needs in line. Let's start a customized program that works for you.
Who you bank with matters. With North Star Bank's experienced ag team and streamlined ag lending process, you can prepare for planting season by developing your spring financing. North Star Bank's agricultural loan officers will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. With the end of the 2023 and 24 school year only weeks away, the Village of Elkton is getting ready for it. Crystal Fritz was hired as the 2024 Summer Recreation Director, and Michelle Young was hired as the 2024 Summer Recreation Counselor. Police Chief Scott Jobs reported he is using the grants for items to give away at Kids Day at the park and other coming events. Also, the DPW opened the park bathrooms for the season. In other business, the council and a representative of the Spicer Group received and opened street work bids for the West McKinley Street project. Spicer recommended the council go with Cassidy contractor Nickel & Sons bid of $426,000 and some change to do the street work. Approval was also given to allow the Elkton Lions Club to do a white cane fundraiser collection drive at the main intersection on Friday, April 26th. And the Acaro City Council will revisit food truck regulations next month with a public hearing scheduled for Monday, May 6th. At 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Interested individuals can submit written comments to Acaro City Clerk Rita Papp at the address there of City Hall on State Street, and these comments will be included in the meeting minutes. The proposed ordinance available at City Hall and on the city's website aims to establish regulations for food trucks, including permits, licensing hours, and locations of operation. Implementing such an ordinance would establish guidelines for mobile food units, ensuring the safety and welfare of consumers while potentially alleviating traffic congestion and fostering new business opportunities. While the Village of Sebring has discussed similar measures, no formal action has been taken yet. And Peck Village officials are actively seeking further enhancements to their community park. Despite recent grants received, the council has greenlit an application for a community development block grant through the Michigan Strategic Fund program with an anticipated award amount of nearly $197,000. This grant would facilitate the replacement of outdated playground equipment with ADA-compliant alternatives and the construction of a barrier-free sidewalk from the parking lot to the playground. In addition to this application, Peck secured grants earlier this month, totaling over $233,000 from the Financially Distressed Cities, Villages, and Townships grant program. These grants include $25,000 for new equipment for the police department, just over $144,000 for sidewalk repairs along East Lapeer Street, and $64,000 for infrastructure improvements to Village Hall and Community Center buildings. These funds will be allocated towards various upgrades such as replacing hot water heaters, furnaces, and installing spray foam insulation. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Police say a man running from state troopers has died after being struck by an unmarked cruiser in western Michigan. State police say that while officers tried to arrest the man, who was wanted on several outstanding felony warrants, he ran on foot away from them and was struck by an unmarked fugitive team vehicle. Police say he was transported to a hospital with serious injuries and later died. The incident occurred around 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday in the city of Kentwood, just southeast of Grand Rapids. And the U.S. Justice Department has agreed to pay approximately $100 million to settle claims with about 100 people who say they were sexually assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar. A source with direct knowledge of the negotiations told the Associated Press about the deal on Wednesday. The deal has not been finalized and no money has been paid. The source spoke on condition of anonymity because the person was not authorized to speak before a formal announcement. An internal investigation found that FBI agents mishandled abuse allegations before Nassar was arrested in 2016. A settlement was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. A Justice Department spokesperson declined to comment. And the head of a specialty pharmacy will be sentenced in Michigan for 11 deaths more than a decade ago that were tied to tainted steroids. Michigan is the only state that has pursued charges against Barry Kaiden for deaths resulting from a national meningitis outbreak in 2012. He operated New England Compounding Center in Massachusetts. Steroids made in a dirty lab sickened more than 700 people in 20 states. At least 64 died. Kaiden pleaded no contest to involuntary manslaughter in Michigan. He's already serving a 14-and-a-half-year sentence for federal crimes. His state sentence will be served at the same time. Michael Critch's mother died. He says Kaiden deserves more time in custody. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Spring is in the air and smiles are shining brightly. Welcome the season of new beginnings with BadAxe Family Dentistry, where we're ready to help you achieve the bright, healthy smile you deserve. Say goodbye to the remnants of winter and hello to a fresh start with our expert dental care. From routine cleanings to advanced cosmetic procedures, our friendly team is here to make sure your smile blossoms this spring. Imagine strolling through the park feeling confident and carefree, knowing that your smile is as radiant as the springtime sun. At BadAxe Family Dentistry, we're committed to helping you achieve your best oral health so you can enjoy every moment of the season. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today and let us help you welcome spring with a smile. BadAxe Family Dentistry, where brighter days begin. Visit us online at badaxefamilydentistry.com or call 989-269-9704 to schedule your appointment. BadAxe Family Dentistry is your trusted partner for a healthier, happier smile this spring.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting for more of the latest in breaking news. A quarter of a century after the Columbine High School shooting, the trauma from the attack has remained with survivors. Some have taken years to identify themselves as survivors since they were not physically wounded. The aftershocks, often unacknowledged in the years before mental health struggles were more widely recognized, led to some survivors suffering insomnia, dropping out of school, or disengaging from their spouses or families. But some have developed healthy ways to cope with the shadow of that horrific day through therapy and the support from an expanding group of fellow mass shooting survivors. And Europe's farmers are angry and staging their biggest protests in half a century. Far-right groups are egging them on and hoping to ride their anger to new success in European Parliament elections in June. The farmers are angry about low incomes and even tighter regulations. The European Union is in the forefront of global efforts to curb emissions. While farmers are hurt, they are also struggling to adapt to the new rules. The protests are increasingly violent and are pushing governments to scale back environmental ambitions and grant new aid to farmers instead. And Hugh Grant says he accepted an enormous sum of money to settle a lawsuit accusing the publisher of the Sun tabloid of unlawfully tapping his phone, bugging his car, and breaking into his home to snoop on him. The actor said Wednesday that he did so reluctantly to avoid potentially hefty legal costs, even if he prevailed at trial. His lawyer says court rules that promote settlements could force fellow claimant Prince Harry to also settle. The settlement amount was not disclosed. News Group newspapers have no omission of liability and says it settled to avoid a costly trial. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This new news is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. North Star Bank, and by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. And we do have one local obituary. George F. Deal of Port Hope passed away on April 12th at the age of 79. Visitation for George Deal will be held on Thursday, April 18th from 3 until 9 p.m. with a 7 p.m. rosary at Woojack, Calcaterra and Sons, on 25-mile road in Shelby Township. Intercede will be held at 9:30 a.m. at St. Anastasia Catholic Church on John R. in Troy until the time of Mass at 10 a.m. on Friday. Graveside service and burial will take place at Lakeview Cemetery, Port Hope, on Saturday, April 20th at noon. Share memories with the family of George Deal at their online guest book at woojackcalcaterra.com. You can view that website and the full obituary and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.